Thank you, Mikey. Hi, everyone. My name is KJ. I'm a recovered drug addict. Thank you for allowing me to be of service. Service is such an important part of what we do around here. There's three sides of the triangle: service, unity, and recovery. And I have to make sure that I'm in all three of those to keep what I've got on a daily basis. Secretary position. Well, is this my comfortable service position? Because this is my profession. I'm an administrative professional. So for me, being able to come into the service position was about being able to share best practice, I suppose, and things I can bring from my work life into my service and spiritual life. This isn't a growth position for me. What I will say is some of the people that have shared before, you know, those tea and coffee positions, the greeter positions, you know, and someone that we'll hear from later, you know, the treasurer and the chair, they're my growth positions. They're the ones where I feel really uncomfortable and I don't like dealing with other people. And so being a secretary, it's quite nice. You can just sit and just chug along in the background. So it's my safe position, I would say. But nonetheless, one I must be all right at, given I've been asked to share on it. So I'll take from the service manual. So what are group secretaries? There's obviously different secretaries. We have group level, you know, we talk about the inverted triangle, we talk about the group at the top, and then we talk about your district, your areas, and then going into conference. And I don't have experience of conference level secretaries, but I'll read what the World Service Manual says, and I'll start with the group. So the secretary is a trusted servant whose responsibility is to provide the group with the leadership best suited to assist the recovery of the members through the utilisation of the Cocaine Anonymous programme. So duties and responsibilities, see that the traditions are being followed within the group. So is my home group taking regular tradition inventory? So if you go onto any of the download sections on, you know, the CA UK or for us, the CA Wales website, the download section, you'll find there's a group traditions inventory, which you can use in your group conscience. And I'd say we're not so good at this at the moment with the Zoom meetings, but we're certainly when we were holding face-to-face meetings, every time we had a conscience, we would do an inventory on a tradition. And it's really just making sure that we're working within those guiding principles. And again, you know, you can upskill people on that stuff, you know, so holding traditions workshops and meetings, you know, sponsoring those sorts of things. You know, for example, my home group, we've now got 3 meetings a week. Because on a Zoom platform, so we're Newport newcomers on a Wednesday, and we're running a traditions workshop on a Sunday morning. We're literally just reading through the 12 and 12 and then sharing our experience, strength and hope on the 12 and 12. And again, that's a really nice way to bring the traditions into the group, just by people learning about them, because they're not so sexy part of this stuff sometimes. And you know, it's some people go, oh, traditions don't want to do that, you know, but it's about making it appealing, isn't it? And I suppose the role of the secretary and sort of the more established members of the group are to be the elder statesman, you know, versus the bleeding deacon. So, for example, when people are potentially contravening our traditions, making sure that we're pulling them aside lovingly at the end, you're just having a one-to-one conversation. I can think of one example where we had someone that had some non-CA business, which they brought up in the CA business bit. And again, it was just about bringing them, pulling them aside, explaining what our traditions are, explaining why they're there, and, you know, and why, you know, is perhaps not the best idea to do that, rather than being the bleeding deacon and humiliating them in the meeting and pull up, you know, and making a spectacle of it, you know. So it's always that fine line, and I've definitely been guilty of both. I am not perfect. So follow the format in accordance with the group conscience. That's the next duty and responsibility. So what does your group conscience look like? You know, what sort of meeting format are you going to follow? Is it going to be a share? Is it going to be a book study? Is it going to be a, you know, are people, you know, other things like, are you allowed to vape in the meeting? You know, there's all these sorts of things that you can create a conscience around. You know, are you going to reimburse travel expenses for people that come and share for you in person? And for example, actually, Emma's really lovely chat. I love that reading, Sam Shoemaker. It's actually in our group conscience that when someone takes a poster greeter, they read that reading. You know, it's the first thing that they're given when they take on that greeter position, just so they can understand the importance of it. It's such an important service position, you know. So it's really about making sure the format's followed in the meeting. So again, it's creating the format as well. So when we started our meeting up in Newport, it was about, you know, I liaised with other meetings. A few of us did. We liaised with other meetings, and we just pulled together something that worked for us as a group. Seeing that the responsibilities of other group servants are met, yeah, that's a challenging one because people don't do what I want them to do on a daily basis. So again, it's about taking that elder statesman position and just checking in with people, checking they're all right, and really asking, is there anything I can do to help, you know, to help you meet your service commitments? Because people have stuff going on, don't they? And we're just there to be helpful, really. See that the group is representative at district or area service meetings. So making sure that our GSR or alternate GSR, or if neither of them can attend, a group representative is going to be present at our district or area meeting to make sure that our conscience of our group is carried to that forum. So again, it's just about, you know, holding a group conscience and making sure that that happens and agreeing amongst you that who's going to attend. See that the rent for the meeting space is paid and the monthly group contributions is forwarded to district, area and or world service. So again, in our group, you know, we call the group conscience a week or two before DSC or ASC to vote on key issues. So things would be like, how much literature have we got? You know, our literature secretary will then take an order and say, right, we need this much, and then someone will place the order. What have we got left in our tradition seven? What are we going to donate? Because we've got a conscience that anything that's left over goes to the district or the area. Our GSR will read hit lists from the last district meeting or area meeting to keep the group informed of what's been going on. And then pre-conference releases, that happens obviously once a year. It's not happening this year because we're not having conference, but you know that when we've got referrals and SR14s that need to be disseminated to the group to make sure that all group members are informed to take a group conscience to vote on those key issues, to make sure our delegates have that information to then carry that to World Service Conference. The next one's keep an accurate, up-to-date record of changes of the group conscience. So again, you know, whenever we have a meeting, you know, we've got a conscience document, I update it. If things get crossed out, they're literally striked out in the conscience and, you know, the new conscience is added. Keep a record of each officer's election date. So, you know, so people, I can never remember. I have to make a little note of when I took on certain service positions because the spirit of rotation is, you know, it's important. So, you know, we have to make sure that, you know, people are rotating. And to be honest, in our home group, it kind of looks like people just move around from position to position to position. You know, it's kind of like you kind of do full circle. But that is, you know, it's about letting the newcomer come in and have the opportunity to serve. And then it's got display and CA literature and schedules. Now, that's interesting, actually, because they've created a new service position called PI liaison, which I'm sure someone will share on later. So really, it's working with that person now to make sure that all home group venues should have a poster in their venue saying, you know, that we have a meeting there every week with the permission of the venue, obviously. We can't just go fly poster in. So yeah, it's really working in conjunction with the PI person. And then when we get onto district and area secretaries, and all right, I'm giving the 2 minute rule. when we get to district area conference co-secretaries, you know, really the main theme that I noticed is that it's about keeping accurate records and communicating with the fellowship. So before a meeting of a DSC or an ASC, I will obtain the agenda from the chair. I will obtain reports from the committee chair. So it's my job to then chase those people to say, right, we need this, we need this, we need this. And then it's about circulating those reports and agendas ahead of the meeting so our members are fully informed ahead of going into that meeting. keeping accurate minutes of meetings. So for me, I work in the Welsh education sector. We've got quite strict ways how we have to take a set of minutes, and I try and bring that into my service. So actions are highlighted in red text. Anything that's challenge or conscience are highlighted in green text. So it's really clear when you're reading through a set of minutes where the challenge, where the questions, where the I'm not sure about that, your concept fives, your that sort of thing, you know, it's really clearly highlighted. Just makes skimming and scanning a set of minutes really easy. And easy to pull out actions as well, you know, ahead of next meeting. Distributing minutes, so again, proofing them, you know, sending them to the chair if they want to see them prior to them being issued, and then sending the minutes out after the meeting and making corrections where, you know, requested. I would say that it's really important for people in meetings to guide the secretary. If you want something minuted, it is within your rights to say, can you please make sure that's minuted? You know, it's your job to guide the secretary within those meetings to make sure that those records are accurately kept and to make sure that, you know, the fellowship is informed of what the true discussions were on the day. And then the last bit would be maintaining district and area comms, you know, so making sure you've got an email loop that's up to date of all the people that are, you know, members or in key service positions, and handling all correspondence of the area and making sure that that goes out in a timely fashion. So, yeah, that's secretary position for you. I'll leave it there. Thank you. Mm-hmm.